Would you rather have your leg amputated at the knee?
Yeah.
And then just have a prosthetic leg? Or spend 2 years in a federal prison?
In a federal prison?
Yes.
I'd take the federal prison.
No, no. You're talking about high security?
Is that not a bad one?
Like an state prison.
Like an state prison.
Like an Alcatraz type place?
No, you said federal prison.
Well,
so
let me amend
the word.
No,
you can't.
Yes, you have to.
In a state prison.
2 years.
Two
huh?
years. I'd cut my leg off.
Hmm. Boy.
I'd take the prison. I think you'd come out of there with a lot of good stories.
Yeah, a lot of good material for the radio.
Yeah,
a lot of feel-good stories.
You know, you have a lot of downtime. You could catch up on writing and whatever you want to do, reading.
Do some remotes from there.
Anal rape.
Got it.
I'd get that.
Okay. You can't say AR on the air.
That's not in the vows, is it?
I don't know.
That's one of the most violent things I've ever heard anyone say on the air.
What's that got to do with it?
You can say man love.
Man love.
But you can't say...
I would take prison.
Canal rape.
Hearing?
Yeah, got that.
Panama?
You jumped that too?
Yes.
Why are you now the...
All right, first of all, the word rape is always a very violent-sounding word.
Especially when you're making fun of it.
I'm not making light of it.
You're making major light of it. Very violent, heinous act.
Don't say heinous. Corby got in trouble for that.
So you can't say heinous rape.
All right, now, how can he say that? We got no delay left. I say canal, and he dumped that.
Because Davey's adopted.
Well, you said canal without the C in front of it.
Okay. In a different pronunciation.
Yeah.
Canal.
Accent on a different syllable.
And Davey's from Bedford. He gets allowances.
I'd rather cut my leg off than go to prison.
Yeah. No,
you know what? You're guaranteed canal.
Would you stop it?
Yeah, but...
That's part of the equation.
I don't know.
Oh, if you're guaranteeing that...
Once.
Just once?
Once.
What if you could have your canal cauterized?
Well, then...
What?
Like sewn shut like a turkey?
Okay, everyone stop.
Then you couldn't go dotty.
Everyone shut up.
Then you get a zipper.
Shut up, everyone.
Or what if you have those tire damage spikes
Would
installed?
You stop it? Do not back up. Severe groin injury.
Get a blowout.
Okay, everyone stop.
It's a funny visual.
Is canal...
Stop it. It's so thinly veiled. Gosh. Be creative.
It suck.
Be creative, at least.
Well, it is. No one knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay.
Three of us.
What was your question? Don't repeat the word, but what was the question? Is that what?
Is that the lowest point of your life? When the actual... Like the... Okay, you saw...
Pulp Fiction.
Well, Pulp Fiction. I'm thinking of the Tim Robbins movie. Shawshank.
He wound up all right.
Well, he looks worse. Movie.
But I'm saying he didn't look too worse for the wear.
Well, the damage doesn't occur on your face.
Plus, you know what I'm saying? He didn't look shell shocked. He was totally lucid. He didn't like.
Not everyone.
He was lucid afterwards.
He didn't try and kill himself. The Queen got killed or beat up severely.
Not everyone. Is as smart as Andy Dufresne.
That's right. Zen Watanehu.
Yes, and not everyone has the.
Corby and I always have plans to meet in Zen Watanehu afterward.
Zen Watanehu.
So you're asking if that's the lowest of low. You can't get any lower than that.
Like, if that's occurring to you, then you've got to be thinking.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes, that is it. How could it ever get any worse?
I think,
like, 2 days later, the doctor comes up, by the way, you got AIDS.
Why are you laughing at that?
Jeez.
Good Lord.
By the way, Eddie.
And I don't think doctors break it to people like that.
I sold you shut.
On their way out the door. Oh, by the way, you got AIDS.
All right, I have a question.
Forgot to tell you.
Call me later.
I want to know if a cop...
Gunshot?
A cop...
By the way, you got AIDS.
Our prison personnel are out there listening. Are inmates checked? Are inmates tested? Because you got to figure it's going to happen.
For zippers?
No. No, for tire spikes. No, they tested for the AIDS.
Yeah, they are. That's the first thing they do when you go in there.
I don't think
so. How do you know?
I don't think they test
for AIDS. I want confirmation.
Trust me.
I'm thinking about committing a robbery today.
No, why?
I don't know.
And the only thing you're worried about is whether or not you'll get tested?
No.
Yeah. What are you trying to hide? Just don't commit robbery.
I don't know. The urge is too strong. I wonder, no, seriously, do you know if they test?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because the odds of you get having something happen is pretty high.
Yeah, but if you're sewn up like a turkey, what do you care?
Call Andy Dufresne, Davey.
Yeah. What's the country code for Zen Watanabe?
I'm just curious. I guarantee somebody knows. Wow.
So,
9:30.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about you and your bride.
I got to go. Me and my bride are going to another wedding.
I'll do it.
You know what I predict? That your wedding night, you won't get around to it.
No, you don't care.
You know what? That's what she was saying.
It won't happen. And you won't care. And it's no big deal. Because you've already committed sin. You've already lived together.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you fouled her 10,000 times. 10,001 is not going to be any better.
Yeah.
Good point.
Huh.
I don't think we're going into
unless she breaks out the tire spikes.
Yeah.
You got a little something new to look forward to.
Yeah, that does something for you, I can tell.
Was that a drop of us sinking into quicksand?
Yeah, I think so.
Sinkhole.
It's time for a ticker.
All right. Here's the ticket ticker.
Hey, Martine.
Thanks, bro.